Last fall, Goodwill opened a new store in the village of Huntley. Jeff Aquita was the store's manager. On a Friday afternoon, he's setting up a display of donated items. With Lenny Kravitz blasting through the overhead speakers, Aquita appears happy to be stocking brand new merchandise in a store known for its used items.
Sometimes we get closeouts from Target. So luckily today we got some really nice merchandise in. We got some baseball mitts in, a lot of toys. Different clothing articles, shoes, slippers, it's great.
Aquito says the items he's stocking will be gone within a day or two. He says the combination of brand new goods and extremely low prices is too good of a bargain for shoppers to pass up. Back in his office, Aquito discusses the popularity of Goodwill stores. He cites the need for people to save money in the wake of the recession, but he thinks customers will keep walking through the doors even as the economy improves.
The fun of shopping at Goodwill is because you can come in here and you're going to find something different every single day you walk in here. People shop Goodwill every other day, three times a week. I mean, we see a lot of the same people. We know them by names.
On this particular day, there are some regulars looking for discounts inside Aquito's store. Larry Bivin says he and his wife like to look for toys for their grandkids. Bivin says he's been a Goodwill regular for decades.
All of my life, almost ever since they opened. We moved here from Omaha, Nebraska 3 years ago, and they had 8 or 9 Goodwills all in a general area of where we live, so we went once a week to hit all of them.
And now that he's carrying on this hobby in Illinois, Bivin says he's noticed a change in image and inventory.
They used to be that you would go into Goodwill 25 or 30 years ago, you'd see a lot of pretty shabby merchandise. They'd just take everything they got and they'd put it on the floor. Now they appear to go through it and only put out fairly decent quality merchandise.
Over in the clothing section, a customer named Teresa is filling up her shopping cart.
I've been looking for a DVD player, and so I came in for that, and I found a bunch of clothes, Levi's, and some pretty good clothes.
Teresa is a newcomer to Goodwill. She says she's pleasantly surprised at what she found.
I thought it would smell and be all dirty and icky, but it's not. It's a really nice, put-together store.
Craig Grugel is director of retail for Goodwill Industries of Northern Illinois. He says the transformation took shape more than a decade ago. It involved branching out into higher-income communities.
Better donations led to more viable stores, which means revenues to improve our mission services.
And as the stores began to spread into suburban areas like Huntley, Grugel says Goodwill's core customer base remained loyal.
It was also pretty much discovered that people could and would generally drive to buy that bargain. And I think that the Walmarts of the world kind of proved that as they started building regionally and they became regional draws.
And Goodwill isn't done with its expansion in Northern Illinois. Grugel says they're planning more stores in McHenry County, which is where the Huntley store is located. He also says they're floating the idea of additional locations in Boone and Winnebago counties. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.